Sunday, October 19th, 2008. Making peace with the past. Many East Europeans formerly living under communist regimes would like to bury their unpleasant memories of the totalitarian period. However, without addressing past human rights abuses, forgiving and forgetting is not possible. Recent events in the Czech Republic and Poland show that the totalitarian past is never far from the surface. The leading news weekly Respect says the Czech Republic's well-known writer Milan Kundera was a communist informer in the 1950s who played a crucial role in the arrest of Miroslav Dvorak. Dvorak was a pilot who fled Czechoslovakia shortly after the communists came to power. He became a Western agent and returned on an undercover mission to Prague in 1950. However, shortly after arrival, he was betrayed to the police, arrested, and sentenced to death. The sentence was later commuted to 25 years of hard labor. A careful study by Adam Hradilek, a researcher at the Czech Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes, showed that a student named Milan Kundera reported the presence of Dvorak at the student dormitory in Prague to the police. The event led to the arrest of Dvorak. A similar case shocked Poles this summer after Polish station TVN presented the documentary Three Buddies. It is a real story of three friends, Stanislaw Pijas, Bronislaw Wildstein, a leading conservative journalist in Poland, and Leslaw Mielaczka, once a leading opinion writer at the left-leaning paper Gazeta Wyborcza. In the 1970s, the three college friends were active in anti-communist organizations. However, Mielaczka was a valuable agent for the communist secret police. His reports on students, in which he did not hesitate to describe the intimate lives of his closest friends, were called excellent by the Secret Service. On May 7, 1977, 24-year-old Pijas was brutally beaten to death. The documentary showed that Pijas had to die because he might have suspected Mielaczka of collaboration with the communist regime. The secret services did not want to lose such a precious agent, and an unknown officer ordered the murder. In his books and essays, Wildstein, a former Polish dissident, journalist, freelance author, and one of the three buddies, argues for a thorough review of the country's communist past. He has become an ardent supporter of the lustration law, which is a crucial element of transitional justice. The law was passed in the Czech Republic in 1991 and finally in Poland last year, and is meant not only to serve as a form of justice, but also to ensure that history does not repeat itself. Coming to terms with the past, as the Polish and Czech examples show, can be traumatic. However, without it, justice and rebuilding social trust is not possible. A peaceful and democratic nation can't exist with an unhealed trauma in its historical memory.